from Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California. I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on the field trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk to artists and writers, actors, directors, musicians, some of the characters who make the Bay Area a fun and a fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. My guest on today's field trip is Beryl Kay, and Beryl is president of Action for Nature, which is an international nonprofit organization based in San Francisco. The story of Action for Nature is an inspiring one of how each person can help save our planet, and their goal is to encourage people to use their own initiative to solve an environmental problem and to support efforts of young people around the world who want to make a difference. Action for Nature encourages young people to take personal action to better their environments and to foster love and a respect for nature. And they have a program which recognizes children and teens who have completed a project to help foster respect and affection for nature through their own personal action. They call it their International Young Eco Heroes Award Program. To that end, they will be holding a celebration of their 2014 Young Eco Heroes in San Francisco on October 18th, and some of their Young Eco Heroes will actually be there on hand to speak. There's no cover charge for this event, and you might want to grab a pencil and paper, and I'll give all the details at the end of the show. But right now, let's find out more about this organization and their work. Please welcome to the field trip the board president of Action for Nature, Beryl Kay. Beryl, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, Beryl, if I'm not mistaken, Action for Nature grew out of the concern of one single individual named Shimon Schwarzschild, who in 1982 took a personal action to protect nature in the form of songbirds. Tell us about him and what he did.
Yes, well, he now lives in New York City, but back when we were founded, he journeyed to Italy to Mount Sebastio, which was the place where St. Francis of Assisi spent a lot of time, and he was very upset when he visited there to find that there were no songbirds, just bullets on the ground, because people in that area shoot birds and they eat small songbirds. So he formed an organization, a campaign, and they managed to get the area put aside so that there's no hunting now in that area, and it's a peaceful area that St. Francis himself could have enjoyed. And Shimon thought, well, if he could do this, other people could do campaigns and take actions themselves. And so he founded Action for Nature, and we began to focus on young people, because we believe that young people are the future of our planet, and the aim is that everyone can do something for nature and for the environment, and that each of us should take responsibility.
Well, when did you get involved?
I got involved about 20 years ago. We put together a book, which is still sold on Amazon.com, called Acting for Nature, and it's a story of about 15 young eco-heroes from around the world and the significant environmental actions that they took. And then arising from that, we decided that we would do this award for young people, because we didn't know of any other award that particularly recognized people as young as 8. The award is for 8 to 16-year-olds. And so each year we've an amazing group of young people that have applied for and won our awards.
Well, these young people are very interesting. For example, there was a couple of young children, I think they were siblings, and they were concerned about the plastic caps on hypodermic syringes, right?
Yes, they come from the Boston area, and they were in the doctor's office and saw all these plastic flip caps, they call them, being just tossed in the garbage at doctor's offices. And so they started a campaign in their region to get doctors and hospitals to start collecting the plastic flip caps, and they have actually collected hundreds and hundreds of these, which are now recycled.
Well, that seems like an easy and good thing to do. How come nobody had thought of that before?
Well, I don't know. Another of our young people has a campaign to get people, when they order a drink, a soft drink, to request a straw instead of it being given out automatically, because straws are made of plastic and they're wrapped in paper, and it's a waste of a resource. And it's just a way, really, of starting to get people to think conscientiously about the environment and about resources.
Well, I know there's one young person called Wyatt Workman, and
yes.
When he was 7, he decided to create an artwork to express his love for the ocean. And now he's 11, and he's raised and donated over $6,000 for ocean advocacy. Is he typical?
I would say that he is fairly typical of our winners. They are extraordinary, and it's not just, you know, a one-time thing that they do. They work on these passions year after year. They have some of them have raised substantial amounts of money. They have spoken to hundreds, if not thousands, of people to educate people about the environment. They're very accomplished young people.
Well, I know there are a couple of young sisters who founded Green Team Indonesia, and they have a blog. Talk a bit about those kids.
Well, they are, as you say, sisters in Indonesia, and they get together local children to do various things, such as planting mangroves, and generally they do beach cleanups. And they fund their efforts through bake sales and so on. So it's a very sort of grassroots, youth-led effort.
Well, that's great. There's another kid who has a very appropriate name of Truth, concerned about bats.
Yes. He found a bat in his backyard, and he became very interested. He did a huge amount of research, and he has an organization where he goes around and educates the public about bats and tries to get the public to realize that bats are not horrible creatures. They are, in fact, very useful creatures.
Well, I know that the Action for Nature board members believe that the long-term health of the planet really depends on young people and with a message of love and respect for the natural world in which they live, right?
Many young people today are so involved with computers and technology that they tend to not realize what a wonderful place the natural world is and how we all depend on the natural world for clean air, clean water, food sources. And so we're trying to particularly get young people to realize that we must take care of this planet of ours, because we are part of it. And we totally depend upon it.
Well, I know part of that message is trying to tell young people not to be afraid to take action to stop or hinder the degradation of their personal environment. Do you think that young people are a little bit concerned or intimidated to do that?
Well, I think that children are naturally interested in the natural world and the animals that we share the world with and so on. And when they decide they want to do something, it's amazing what they can do, because unlike an adult, they don't realize that perhaps this is a project that's very difficult. And so they start to do it, and they can overcome all sorts of barriers, and they have achieved amazing things.
Well, I know some of these the kids that are going to be honored are going to be at the Action for Nature Awards. So tell us about the Action for Nature 2014 Awards show. Who's your keynote speaker, and what's going to be going on there when people come?
Well, it's going to be in San Francisco on Saturday afternoon, the 18th of October. It will start with everybody gathering. We will have some beautiful piano music from Judy Hall, who I think is quite well known in the Marin area. And then our guest speaker is Wallace J. Nichols, who describes himself as a scientist, an author, and dad. And he is the author of a book called The Blue Mind, which is currently on the New York bestseller list. And it's about our connection with the ocean and with water, and the connection, how people feel much better if they're close to the water, and how people benefit from being near water. And then after he has spoken, we will have the youth section of the celebration.
So you'll have some of your award recipients actually speaking to the audience.
Yes. We have six young people speaking, and they will be introduced by Charles Augman. He's coming out from Atlanta, and he is the CEO and founder of a youth organization called Greening Forward. And he started this when he was in fifth grade in school, and he saw lots of litter, and he started picking up the litter, and then he realized that he should get others to help, and he started this organization, and they have become one of the major youth-led organizations in the country, and they have also raised a significant amount of money and train a lot of youth to take environmental action, engaged over 10,000 young people.
Well, you're also going to have a silent auction, right?
Yes, we will have a silent auction. There is no fee to attend the event, but we're hoping people will participate in the silent auction and may also be moved to make a donation to allow us to keep this program going and to support young people in the future.
Well, I sure hope there will. There'll be some refreshments there, and this is a program for all the family, isn't it?
Yes, there will be refreshments, and we'll finish up with some music from two young people who are indigenous environmental activists from Colorado. They will be singing songs that they have composed themselves.
Well, it sounds like a great afternoon. So for my audience, Action for Nature is the inspiring story of how one person can help save the planet, and now you can help Beryl and Action for Nature celebrate their 2014 International Young Eco Heroes at a reception, and it's going to be on Saturday, October 18th. It'll be a wonderful outing for the whole family, and especially for children, to hear from some of these award recipients. As I said earlier, there's no cover charge for the event, but of course, your generous and tax-deductible donations will be greatly appreciated, and of course, they'll directly fund the International Eco Heroes Awards. For your complimentary tickets, just go to actionfornature.org, or you can call 415-484-6220. And Beryl Kay, continued success to you and your young eco heroes in Action for Nature. And thanks so much for taking us on a field trip today.
Well, thank you so much.
That's Beryl Kay, everyone. Well, thanks for joining me today on the field trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin Sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet, featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that the field trip can be heard Wednesdays at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin at the top of every hour. Countywide on Wednesdays at noon on cable channel 26. Anytime on your computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you like the show, please tell your friends. And if you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Fields saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.